the Feast of the Guardian Angels, October 2nd. The Gospel for the day is Matthew 18. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself or herself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. We often call someone who gives us or does something kind for us an angel. Why? Possibly because what they did was extraordinary, an act that overwhelmed us. Angels are viewed as extraordinary beings. Throughout the Bible, they are represented as a body of spiritual beings intermediate between God and human beings, as denoted by Psalm 8, "You have made humans a little less than the angels." From Scripture, we learn that their function is twofold. Firstly, to stand at attention before the throne of God, always ready to do God's bidding. And secondly, to serve as messengers from God to humankind. Similar to God, what they do is what they are. There is seemingly no separation between their being and their doing. Angels are focused beings. Their sole purpose is to do God's bidding with lightning speed. Angels are solely at God's disposal. From the Scripture, we have gleaned also that the angels are sent to guard us. Today's gospel account we heard infers this. And then in Acts 12, the account about Peter's imprisonment, the people at John Mark's mother's house thought their servant was seeing Peter's assigned angel at the doorway, when it was really Peter who had just escaped jail thanks to help from his angel. Now, whether that jailbreaking angel really was assigned to Peter, as they thought, or a different angel assigned just to that task is not said. But he sure looked like Peter. I wonder, do our guardian angels look like us? Our Dominican brother, Thomas Aquinas, insisted that God gave everyone his or her own guardian angel. Now, in their protective roles, angels are in no way the cute little cream puff renderings suggested by the Precious Moments Company. As one author says, they can be the fiercest of warriors and the swiftest of rescuers, and the angelic determination knows no bounds. After all, they are on a mission from God, and they are totally focused. God gives them to us to be our helpers in responding to the truth. Angels guide us in the way God wants us to go, especially in specific situations. Note that in Scripture, where big things are happening, angels are there. At the announcement of the Incarnation, for example, and at the Resurrection. Angels serve us in two ways. First, they watch out for us. Knowing that God loves us, they love us and care for us, keeping careful watch. Frederick Buechner says, whenever we say things like, "It was one of those days that made you feel good just to be alive," or, "I had a hunch everything was going to turn out all right," or, "I don't know where I ever found the courage," we know our angel is fulfilling its mission. The second way they serve us is in modeling for us a fierce dedication to God, reminding us that like them, we are created to focus our lives on God. Like Mary, our whole being is called to magnify the Lord at all times. We pray today that we may in turn be a fierce dedication to God, responding swiftly to God's will for us.